It is time again for another program of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And today we're going to have that special feature where we read from the Rockcliffe Review. Now before I do, I want to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 5, the story of Naaman. And I read this story because that's the subject of the Rockcliffe Review. The article I'm going to read in just a moment is titled, One River is Not Just as Good as Another. I think you see the application readily. But first let me read the story from the Bible. 2 Kings chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Assyria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him Jehovah had given victory unto Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out in bands, and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maiden, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would that my lord were with the prophet that was in Samaria, then would he recover him of his leprosy. And one went in, and told his lord, saying, Thus and thus saith the maiden that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. And he departed, and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, And now, when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, Am I God to kill and to make alive that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? But consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king of saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariots, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and went away, and said, Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me, and stand, and call on the name of Jehovah his God, and wave his hand over the place, and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith unto thee, Wash and be clean? Well, then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him, and he said, Behold, now I know there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Let me read to you the article from the Rockcliffe Review. One river is not just as good as another. Naaman was a great man. He was great in accomplishments, in rank, and importance. In 2 Kings 5:1, he's introduced to us as captain of the host of the king of Syria, a great man with his master, honorable, and a mighty man in valor. Naaman was great, but he was a leper. Leprosy was one of the most dreaded diseases of the ancient past. It would begin as a skin disease. It was spreading, infectious, and incurable. As it progressed, nerves would die and little patches of infected skin would fall off. In advanced stages, the leper would lose their extremities, their ears, their nose, their fingers. It has been called the living death. The Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. This little maid is one of the heroes of this story. She said to her mistress, "Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." The faith of this little maid reached the ears of the king of Syria. But Naaman and his king went to the wrong source for help. And the king of Syria said, "Go to, and I'll send a letter to the king of Israel." "Kings, doctors, and bankers may be able to help us with some of our temporal needs, but we need God if we want spiritual help, even with physical ailments. There are some things doctors cannot do." We should note the contrast in the unwavering faith of the little maid and the lack of faith in Israel's king. It came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me." The prophet noticed the king's lack of faith. When Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know there is a prophet in Israel." The great Naaman was expecting something great instead of something humble. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come unto thee, and thou shalt be clean." But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, "Behold, I thought..." Naaman thought too highly of his own thoughts. Naaman was a great man, but he was also a great fool for turning away from the command of God because it did not fit with his own thoughts. Naaman said, "Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. Naaman seemed to have thought that one river was just as good as another. The Jordan River was different because it was in God's plan. God had not said anything about the rivers of Damascus. Naaman was no longer just a leper. Now he was an angry leper. But his anger was not doing him any good. Naaman was blessed with good servants. His servants came near and spake unto him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, 'Wash and be clean'? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean." Naaman had to get off his high horse to do what God told him to do. Naaman knew wash in the Jordan meant to dip in Jordan. If you're going to do what God says, you may as well go ahead and do it right. And do it in a way that you know is right. Do it according to the saying of the man of God. That cannot be wrong. Now, I read that from the Rock Cliff Review because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m. Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in this Bible school, we go back and look at old Sunday school lessons. And I'm looking at a little Sunday school book called Elam's Notes. It is the Sunday school notes he prepared for the Sunday schools of 1925. And we are in the midst of a lesson that he prepared for the Sunday schools of February the 8th, 1925. And these are additional lessons and additional things we can learn from Christ's intercessory prayer that is found in John chapter 17. It is in that prayer that Jesus prayed concerning his disciples, "Keep them from evil." Jesus would soon leave the world, but he did not pray that his disciples should go with him. God could have translated them with Jesus as he translated Enoch and Elijah, but that was best. They were left on the earth as the light of the world, as representatives of Jesus. Before them was the great work of going into all the world and preaching the gospel to the whole creation and making disciples of all nations. This work was necessary also for the development and salvation of the apostles. Here we should receive encouragement to do our work zealously, to bear our burdens cheerfully, and to endure hardness as of a good soldier of the cross. But his disciples, having been left here for this grand work and noble purpose, Jesus prayed the Father to keep them from the evil one, not to lift them out of tribulation, John 16:33, but to lead them not into temptation, to keep them from sin, and to save them from Satan. Jesus sent his apostles into the world as God had sent him, and he gave his apostles the word which God had given him. By the authority which Jesus had from God, he commanded his apostles to teach all nations that which God had taught him, Matthew 28:19-20. But the apostles were not to begin to do this until, Luke 24:49, endued with power from on high. This power was their baptism in the Holy Spirit. This power would bring to their remembrance all Jesus had said to them, teach them all things, show them the things of Jesus, and guide them into all truth. Then, to hear the apostles filled with and guided by the Holy Spirit is to hear the Holy Spirit. To hear the Holy Spirit is to hear Jesus who sent the Holy Spirit. And to hear Jesus is to hear God who sent Jesus. Jesus declares that he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. John 10:16. He who refuses to receive what the apostles teach, refuse to hear the Holy Spirit, refuse to hear Jesus, and refuse to hear God. We must see then the force of this prayer and realize as never before the boundless love of Jesus. In this prayer is our salvation and the salvation of the world. If the apostles had not been guarded in the Father's name and had not been kept from the spirit and evil of the world, and had not maintained that unity and peace for which Jesus prayed, the truth of God would never have reached the world, and all today would still be in the darkness of this world. We're going to continue this lesson in class to come and talk about how Jesus says we're not of this world, how he prayed that his disciples would be sanctified, and that they all may be one. And so, make sure that you are here at the same time for the Warren County Radio Bible School.